I can become.
Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Tomas, and I am 9 years old. I live in Portland, Oregon. I like to play sports, do math, and learn things about the world around me. When I grow up, I want to be a zoologist. I really want to know more about becoming a zoologist, so my friends at ICANN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Bree Booth from the Oregon Zoo. I want to ask Bree about becoming a zoologist and what she wanted to be when she grew up. So let's get into the interview. Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me here. My name is Bree, and I am one that didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up, for sure. And now I have been in this career for almost 25 years. So when I started out early on, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do. And then as I got older and went through college and whatnot, I kind of figured out my niche of what I wanted to do. But besides working, outside of work, I definitely love being outside. I love skiing. I love hiking, camping. So this career definitely also encompasses a lot of that outdoor work and feel. And I definitely realized that it is something that I enjoy, not only for different aspects, but it is one that I definitely love being outdoors. My personal life, right now I have a son who's 16 years old. So I'm going into the process of him also trying to figure out what he wants to do for possibly a career. And we have one cat at home. So I've always had animals in my life. From early on, I've had cats and dogs and rabbits and all different types of animals.
What's it like being a zoologist?
So being a zoologist is such a broad field. When I went to college, I did go specifically for that. And then I found out in a great way that there's lots of different things that you can do with that. You can go onto the research side. You can also go and do different studies. I decided after college of doing an internship up at a zoo and on the Washington side. And I fell in love with working at that time. It was an internship with their marine animals. And so that I found out that it is, for me personally, I loved working with them, but I also got the opportunity to work with their ambassador animals there. And I got a general field of, I think all different animals have different things that are really cool. And it was great to be able to see working with all different varieties. And I think that's why for me specifically working at a zoo, I love being able with our animals that I get to work with the reptiles, I get to work with mammals and birds and all that kind of stuff. So it's really fun to see all different aspects of the animals because they're all great in all their unique ways.
Can you tell us what an ambassador animal is?
Absolutely. So in the zoo field, it's just a fancy name for animals that interact with the guests a little bit more. So they are ones that all our animals are doing training, and all of them do training. A lot of things are more you think of for vet medical procedures, which are super important that they feel comfortable when they're going in to get like a vaccination or something like that. But it's also important for our animals to be comfortable out in with the guests. So when we go and we're out on zoo grounds, it's our job to make sure our animals are comfortable with it. And if they're not, sometimes that means they're not fit for that job, which is okay. But like right now, we have it where we're in one of our rooms inside. So if it rains or whatnot, people can come in and see our animals. And then soon, during the summertime, we'll be out on the lawn. And so that's where our animals are on the stage and flying around. So yeah, it's just a fancy word for them, meaning that they get to be a little more close to the public.
What are some skills you need to become a zoologist?
I think the skills that are super helpful is having that attention to detail. It is one of those things. It's a fast-paced job. Every day is different because the animals are going to do different things every single day. And so that is definitely to have that attention to detail. I love training the animals, but that's one way with training. It's how we can communicate. But you have to be able to catch those, pinpoint those things of like, okay, you see this, and try to figure out with training of how to do different things with them. So I think definitely that attention to detail is a great thing that you have to be able to have to succeed in this job.
What should I focus on at school to become a zoologist?
I think that there's different routes, absolutely. Like I said, I went to a typical four-year college and I got my zoology degree. But I know that some people go into animal psychology and go that route. There are also folks that I know that are in the field that they went to a two-year actual class, and it's more like a trade school where you specifically learn about training and whatnot with animals. And so I think that there's different ways that you can get to it. After, if you do different kinds of education, if you can do internships, that's another great way that you can get into this field. And early on, there's some places that you can absolutely go and volunteer. At the Oregon Zoo specifically, we have some teen programs that are great, our OWL and ZAP programs for super early. But after college, internships are great. You have to be flexible, usually about being able to travel, which is awesome to be able to travel different areas and see different areas to get that internship and then just start applying for a job.
What's been your favorite moment as a zoologist?
I would think for me, working with our ambassador animals, our animals we get to take out and about on zoo grounds. So like in the summertime, we're just starting to get ready again to do our summer shows. And I love to be able to fly our birds out on the lawn. It is super fun. Not only do I think it's great for them to be able to fly around, but I think for the guests, it's amazing. People love to be able to see a bird that fly right over them. So I think it's very rewarding to see when we're doing animal training that they get that aha moment of like, oh, I see what you're asking me to do. But having the animals out and about where the guests can get up close, I think is really special.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in your job?
Well, I would have to say when I first started, I did have a hard time with our bird of prey raptor diets. We feed out exactly what they're going to be eating out in their habitats, which is going to be rabbits, mice, things like that. What we get is already, it comes to us frozen, and so we thaw it out. But I still got to cut it up every single day. And now it's not as gross, but I will say rabbit guts, still gross.
What's the strangest animal you've ever worked with?
Ooh, the strangest. There are some animals that I think of the walking sticks with insects. They are amazing of how they are able to camouflage. So that definitely was a really cool thing to showcase. I think all animals are very different, so it's hard to say of one that I think is super different or unique compared to others. I can't think of anything that's been super crazy. Thankfully, that I've worked with a variety, but not anything that I think is way out there. It'd be really cool to work with some of them, but with zoos, we're definitely, we're very careful of with our animals and whatnot, so... And breeding, it's a whole nother thing and a bigger picture. So I don't get to just say like, I would love to work with a pangolin, but I don't ever see that happening in my career. That would be really cool. So it all depends on with the zoos of what we can manage in a sustainable and a appropriate way.
What's a strategy you use when you hit a roadblock in your profession?
I don't think it's necessarily just for my profession, but in general, if I have something that I have where I've hit a roadblock, I go to my coworkers because they're great. They also know what we're doing. And if I have something where all of a sudden I'm trying to train one of our animals, like our toucan, to do something new, and I'm like, well, we're not getting it together, and have them come see a training session and we can talk at it and talk around it to see how, like, maybe I should do something a little different and maybe I've gone too fast. So I definitely love being able to bounce off different ideas and whatnot with my coworkers. And I think that would go with any job for sure.
If you weren't a zoologist, what would you be?
I thought about this question and I had a hard time answering it. I definitely love being active. I think having where I was at a desk 8 hours a day would be a little more difficult for me. So I was thinking about that. And another profession where you are active, where your day to day might be changing a little bit would be nice. So it's hard to say of what that would look like. Maybe it would be field research, or I could see even like at the Humane Society and volunteering or working there. But definitely a job that I'm out and active.
What's one of the coolest places you've ever been to study an animal?
So some of the places that I have been, I've been down to Kenya and also down into Belize. And that's one where I enjoyed both of them completely different. I think down in Belize, being in the jungle, it was super fun. And to actually see, like I was just talking about, like those walking sticks and stick insects and see some of them out in their native range. Just seeing like the ants and some of the leaf cutter ants and watching them work. And so going out there was really cool to just not see these animals doing what they do out in their native range.
What do you wish you knew about being a zoologist when you were a kid?
I definitely, when I started doing this job, you know, I think a lot of folks think of having it where you just get to be with the animals and feed them and train them. And there's a lot more behind the scenes that folks don't think of. And some of that is, it is labor intensive. It's hard. You're scrubbing, you're cleaning, you're washing. You have to lift up a lot of different things that are really heavy. So that is definitely one that I have learned that I definitely need to have that self-care of taking care of myself and making sure that my body is still in good condition, good shoes, simple things like that is super helpful because this job definitely is way more labor intensive, but it's really fun too, because there's things where we have to design a new part of our habitat. So we're in there designing things and thinking what's going to be best for the animal. I never thought I would be doing anything like that. And their diets, you get to see all different variety of diets, so there's a lot more than just feeding the animals and seeing them.
Can you tell us how the new baby elephant is doing?
Yeah, Tula 2 is doing great. So I was lucky enough before they opened up to the public that they let other staff come in and other keepers see her. And mom is doing a great job. And then they introduced both of the aunts into the group. And she's getting to know herself, getting to know her trunk. It is very cute, still sleeping a lot and can still run underneath mom, but it's not going to be long before she grows and gets too big to be able to do that. But you should absolutely, if you have a chance, to come see her, because she is adorable and she's super fun to watch run around, figure out how to use her trunk. Yeah, she's doing really well.
What's your best advice for me?
For you, I think definitely if you're interested in going, if you can volunteer early on, that's a great way to do it. For schooling, absolutely just continue starting to pay attention to that detail. And even though you might not think about it, but if you're always on time and you're always noticing stuff, you're getting your work done and that kind of things, all those little things are very important later on. And then as you're looking forward outside of just schooling, absolutely there's different ways of whether it's a 2-year college, 4-year college, you can do. There are like longer internships that are at different places that need help in South America, in Africa, so you can get different experiences that way. But if you're absolutely interested in it, you can start looking at how you can volunteer now and get a little bit of that animal experience.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I just heard that you recently got back from the Amazon. So I would love to hear a little bit about that, of what you got to see and what you experienced down there.
I saw a lot of jaguars, and because when we were going on a boat on a river, we would also play a sound that sounded like a jaguar, and then it would like make the jaguar stand up.
That's really cool. Yeah, because they don't, you don't see them very often. Yeah. When I was down there, I was able to go to a jaguar preserve, and I never saw one. So it's awesome that you got to see one.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Tomas, for having me come. I was super excited to do this, and I'm glad that I could come down here.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Tomas. Today I've learned what an ambassador animal is, that you need to go to college to become a zoologist, and it's a good idea for me to volunteer my time with animals. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit icannradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Bree Booth. Because of you, I now know I can become a zoologist.
That was an original ICANN production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to iCanRadio.com.